This is TWiT.
Apple hit $700 billion today in market capitalization. This, of course, is based on their ever-rising stock price. This is amazing. Do you think they're ever going to hit $1 trillion?
Boy, you know, it seems like they're on the path, right? At $700 million. They got challenges ahead, certainly. And, you know, a lot of it's going to depend on, can they break into new markets, such as watches? I'm still skeptical about that, but we'll see. Their stock took a beating for a while, and now they're in the period where they've released some products that, while maybe not super innovative, have been innovative enough to keep a lot of their faithful buyers, in the fold. So, they still have lots and lots of momentum.
Yeah, I'm really curious about what's going to happen with the Apple Watch, because it could be surprisingly big. It could be surprisingly profitable. They're talking about $5,000 price tags, or $5,000 price tags for the Apple Watch Gold version. The sort of middle of the road version is going to be start at $500, and of course the version that doesn't even have Sapphire is going to be $359. This is really expensive. These are on average probably more expensive than an iPhone. Who knows how much it's going to cost them to manufacture. But I think that if Apple does really well, if they reach that $1 trillion mark, it's not going to be because of wearables. Even if they're successful, I don't think they're going to have the kind of volume. I mean, the big money is in the iPhones, because they sell so many of them, and they're never going to sell that many watches. But I think if it's anything, it's going to be Apple Pay and payment-related, skimming micropayments off of huge numbers of transactions. I think that is the secret sauce for Apple in the next 5 years.
Yeah, that's a huge upside on that, right? With the iPhone, there's still the market isn't completely saturated on phones. They've still got some upside. They're sticking to the top part of the market where, all the money is made, internationally too, and they have room to grow there. But I think they'll make money off Apple Pay. Apple Pay has been long overdue, and if they do it right, and they have made it easier. If there's a lot of adoption, then I think they will. I think you're right from a banking or from a financial standpoint for their financials as a public company, they'll do really well with that. I think the wearable market, I'm just not sure that they've got the right play there. I don't think anybody has the right play yet, and I don't think that the Apple Watch is the right play necessarily either. I saw a projection, ZDNet reported this morning about the projections of 26 million, that they're going to sell 26 million iWatches next year. Sorry, Apple Watches. Still want to call it iWatch. Next year. I would be shocked if they sell 26 million. They sold, I remember the first year that the iPad came out, the projections were that they would sell 5 to 10, and they sold 15, which was pretty huge. And the iPad at that time, as everybody remembers, was pretty big. I don't think Apple Watch is going to be nearly that big. I would be, if they sell over 15, if they sell more in the first year than they sold iPads in 2010, I'd be shocked.
We'll have you back on sometime after the Apple Watch ships, and we'll see how you did on that prediction. You're probably going to be right, though. I think that, the problem is, first of all, that the Apple Watch is ugly. It's a big round kind of, physically as a piece of jewelry, it's not very appealing. And secondly, there's going to be so much competition by the time this thing's hit. There's going to be so many options, many of which are going to be very low cost. And so I think it's going to be a tough sell. It's going to be an easy sell for certain types of people, but for the great masses, it's going to be a tough sell. They're just not, it's the numbers. That's the problem. They're just not going to be able to get the numbers probably, but we'll see. Okay.